It's been nearly 2 weeks since 42-year-old Juneau resident Benjamin Benny Stepitin was last seen by his family in downtown Juneau. His brother, Martin Stepitin Sr., a former school board member, says he last spoke to him over the phone on June 17th.
And I really hope that wasn't the last phone call I had with him.
On Thursday morning, Martin and his other brother sip coffee in his apartment as they prepare to take a skiff out on Gatineau Channel to look for their missing brother. A candle next to a missing persons poster of Benjamin burns nearby.
It's been about 11 days now, which is hard to say. It still feels like it's the first day. But yeah, it's been about 11 days now, and that's way unusual. That's not normal at all.
Benjamin is Alaska native, about 5 feet and 6 inches tall, and has brown eyes. He's well known in the downtown area and has been homeless for roughly 2 years. Martin says Benjamin became homeless again after 2 years of sobriety. On June 30th, the Juneau Police Department shared a Facebook post that asked the public to help locate him. Department spokesperson Aaron Kalwara said a detective has been assigned to investigate the case, and police are working to track down any leads. Benjamin is listed on the Alaska Bureau of Investigation's Missing Persons Clearinghouse page, and a Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons investigator with the state's Department of Public Safety is assisting in the search. Martin says his family and more than a dozen volunteers have spent multiple days looking for Benjamin all across town and had 500 missing person posters printed to put up around town. So far, they've only heard rumors.
We're going off a bunch of hearsay, but it doesn't matter what we hear, how crazy or ridiculous it sounds. We've been following up every single tip.
Benjamin's disappearance coincides with another missing persons case in Juneau this week. Search and rescue responders are also actively searching for a cruise ship passenger in Juneau who has not been seen since leaving for a hike Tuesday morning. She was still missing as of Thursday afternoon. Martin says he's grateful that JPD has assigned a detective to the case, but he still thinks there aren't enough resources in Juneau to ensure that the search for his brother is getting enough help. His family worries that they may now be searching for his remains.
I don't want this to happen to anybody ever, but if it does, I hope that they have a better way of getting through it than we did, because we're kind of on our own.
Martin says he also thinks the stigma and association with homelessness means this search is not being taken as seriously as others.
My brother Benny, he's got 2 kids and he's got 3 siblings. He's a good man. He's a good guy. Happy person. Benny's a fisherman, really good basketball player, he's missing.
Police and family encourage anyone with information about Benjamin's whereabouts to contact the department. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.